In the waning days of the Berkshire District Attorney Democratic primary, conflicting visions of the office and the county it serves are dominating the debate between the candidates. District Attorney Paul Coccaviello has been defending the legacy of the office he leads repeatedly throughout this campaign, and Monday night's candidate forum at Berkshire Community College in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, was no exception.
As I prepared for today's forum, the strongest consistent concern that has arisen from online comments, audience members, and people who have talked to me about their families' experiences with the criminal justice system is fairness.
Former Pittsfield Mayor Sarah Hathaway moderated the televised conversation, which was sponsored by the Pittsfield Gazette and held at BCC's Kuczewski Art Center.
For instance, a man caught with 68 pounds of marijuana and a dozen guns is granted 1 year of probation, while a teen without a record who sells one marijuana cigarette is given 2 years in jail.
Hathaway was referring to Mitchell Lawrence, who went to jail for 2 years after a controversial June 2004 Great Barrington drug bust. Then DA David Capeless pursued a mandatory minimum sentence against the then 17-year-old Lawrence. This provided candidate Judith Knight an opportunity to bring up her experience representing one of the other defendants charged in the bust.
First of all, I would not impose mandatory minimums at all. And the reason why, and this is something that this district attorney has done consistently and through since I've been here the last 20 years, every opportunity they have to put on a mandatory minimum, they do it. And the 2 years of the school zone, two-year minimum mandatory that goes with the school zone has been misused by this prosecutor's office more than any other office in the Commonwealth.
The man Knight successfully defended in that case, Kyle Sawin, pleaded guilty to 11 drug-related charges in a separate case the same day Knight announced her campaign against Capeless in 2006. Coccaviello, then first assistant DA, led the prosecution in that case, which put Sawin behind bars for 2 years.
I will take some issue with Judy's recount of the case from Great Barrington.
Coccaviello.
People were charged with marijuana possession in school zone. They're also charged with cocaine, ketamine, ecstasy, and marijuana. Of those cases, 12 of them were marijuana cases. You know how many of the school zones were actually prosecuted? Two. They went to trial. The other 10 were dismissed. So when I hear that story, I've been wanting for an opportunity that people have the whole story.
Attorney Andrea Harrington, the third candidate, also offered a harsh picture of the county during the 30 years Coccaviello has worked in the DA's office.
Communities all across the Commonwealth and all across the nation are trying new approaches to criminal justice because people have realized that the old way of doing things is not working. And we can see that here in Berkshire County the same way we can see it across the country. We have a raging opioid epidemic. North Adams has the highest crime rate per capita in the state. Pittsfield has the ninth highest. Our rates of domestic violence are much higher than they are across the rest of the state. One in three homicides in Berkshire County in the last 10 years were domestic violence murders.
Her stats on per capita crime rates come from the FBI's 2016 Uniform Crime Report. D.A. Coccaviello challenged her characterization of the county's opioid epidemic and domestic violence problem.
In Massachusetts, from last year, or from 16 when there was a high of opiate deaths, to 17, Massachusetts is actually in decline in terms of opiate deaths.
In February, the Massachusetts Department of Public Health released a report that said the opioid death rate had decreased by 8.3% from 2016 to 2017.
But let me just bring that down home to Berkshire County. 29% better in the 2017. That's why I have hope. That's because we have a collaboration with our treatment service providers. That's because we do take a tough approach on the drug and distributors and the people who traffic in this. That's because we do partner with the Breen Center. It's because we do partner with Berkshire Health Systems and provide them money out of the forfeiture accounts, which are the result of drug arrests.
He also claims domestic violence cases are on the decline in the county.
We're in decline. That means there's hope, and that means the ways that I hear described as old ways, they're working.
The candidates have three forums before the September 4th primary. Visit WAMC.org for more. Reporting from the WAMC News Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm Josh Landes.